It's a well-known fact that as a woman ages, her chances of falling pregnant drop. And this seems to be driven by a fall in the quality of the eggs that she produces. Why this happens, though, in an otherwise healthy individual is a mystery. But now, speaking to Chris, Francesca Duncan, who studies female fertility at Northwestern University, has discovered that older ovaries contain large amounts of fibrous tissue produced by inflammation, and this appears to be harming the ability of the ovary to nurture healthy eggs.
I've always been really interested in female reproductive aging because it's one of the most robust things that happens in biology, and it really affects all women, regardless of race or ethnicity. Egg quality and quantity decline in women when they're about 35 years of age, and their reproductive function ceases at the time of menopause at around age 50. And a lot of attention has been focused on sort of understanding why this decline in egg quality and quantity happens. And I became interested in thinking about this question of reproductive aging and egg quality from a little bit of a broader perspective and starting to think about where these eggs are growing. And so the eggs are going to be growing within the ovary, and they're going to be growing in an environment called the ovarian stroma. And we know that the environment in which cells develop can really impact their quality and their function. So we started to think about, could there be changes in that stroma or that ovarian and microenvironment that happen with age?
And obviously, if you've got an egg growing up in a less fertile soil, one can infer that perhaps that plays a role in reducing the likelihood of that egg being of high quality and capable of becoming fertilized successfully.
Exactly. That's a really nice sort of analogy of that fertile soil or that environment in which that egg is growing. And there's a few reasons why I think that people haven't really looked at that area. One is that it's a very complex environment, and so we actually don't know really all the components in which that egg is growing, so it's hard to study. But the other thing is, if you think about it, those eggs are embedded within this ovarian tissue, and if we are researchers in a laboratory trying to study eggs, we will extract the eggs from the ovarian environment. And so we're really not looking at what's happening in that environment because we're looking at the eggs in isolation.
It's a bit like taking the engine out of your car and then wondering why the car doesn't go so well and having only looked at the engine and not the car chassis that it was originally mounted in. And you're saying maybe we need to look at the eggs in situ.
Yes.
Because there may be something going on in the ovary itself where the eggs come from.
Right, that's true. So one of the observations that really led us down this path is that when we tried to isolate eggs from the ovary, we found that the ovary from old animals was actually very physically tough. So that suggested that there was some change that might be happening.
So can you look for that? Can you take ovarian tissue and look to see if there's evidence of fibrous tissue in there?
Yes, we have a very powerful stain called Picrocereus red, and we can use that to stain ovarian tissue to detect fibrosis. So we took cohorts of reproductively young mice and reproductively old mice, and we isolated their ovarian tissue. And what we found was there was a significant increase in this Picrocereus red staining, which is indicative of fibrosis in our reproductively old animals.
Thing is that just because the fibrous tissue is there, we don't know that that causes the paucity of egg quality, do we?
Right. So we don't have that direct evidence, but what we do know is that fibrosis is associated with high levels of chronic inflammation, and we were also able to detect a really unique population of cells called multinucleated macrophage giant cells within these old ovaries. So this leads to a very inflamed environment, and we know that excessive inflammation can lead to tissue damage. So really, this leads back to this notion of this environment where these eggs are developing in an old animal is very different and almost hostile compared to that young environment.
What are the implications of this then? Does this tell us what we might be able to do for people who, for reasons of career, personal choice, whatever, are electing to leave their entry to parenthood, first pregnancy, until quite a lot later than would be advised?
So I think there's sort of two avenues that this can lead us. One is we're detecting sort of very early changes in the ovarian microenvironment in terms of this inflammation. So we could detect these inflammatory markers in the blood that might give us a measure of the reproductive age of an individual. Also, we might be able to start thinking about ways to target fibrosis using antifibrotic agents or anti-inflammatory agents to improve that microenvironment. And this has implications not only for aging, but also for conditions like polycystic ovarian syndrome, or also for women who have who've received chemotherapy or radiation therapy, because these conditions or treatments actually lead to fibrosis in the ovarian microenvironment as well. So really improving the microenvironment to improve egg quality is a concept that we really need to sort of wrap our heads around and move that forward.
Francesca Duncan, and that work was published in the journal Reproduction.